Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM, and we're welcoming to our program this morning the Extension Agent, 4-H Youth Development, with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Whitney Sprinkle. Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning.
I hope you are doing well.
I am.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time to spend with us today. Let's talk about 4-H. I understand that you had a really cool experience just in the last week or so with some 4-H members.
Absolutely did. We went for a week to Betsy Jeff Penn 4-H Center in Reidsville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
We took three kids from Surrey County who got to participate all week long in some really cool and fun activities.
What kind of things did you participate in, Whitney?
The older kid was able to actually do high ropes and participate in some camping experiences off-site. And then the younger ones, which we consider the head, heart, hands, and health group for mm-hmm. the camp, they got to participate in canoeing, archery, bouldering, wall climb, horses.
Wow.
Lots of really fun activities.
Oh, it would have been easier to just say the things they didn't do, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, that sounds like a terrific fun time. What age groups did you take? What were they?
I took two 11-year-olds and one that turned 13 while we were there.
Oh, terrific. Yeah. So you're attending the camp during the 4th of July week. That in itself, I'd say, is a pretty big treat. What were some of the, in addition to the things that the kids did individually like that, what would be some of the other things you did? I think earlier you'd mentioned something about doing a flag retirement ceremony?
Yes, we camp did a really great job of making the week special and for us to celebrate our Independence Day since we were actually leaving the camp on the 4th of July. So we had the Rockingham County Honor Guard as well as some members from the Guilford County Cooperative Extension Office
mm-hmm.
who donated a tattered flag for us to retire.
Now, how does that work exactly? I know there are certain rules about retiring a flag. How does it work, Whitney?
We actually had the kids participate in the program. So we had them, some were had speaking parts and some actually were carrying the flag stripes.
Mm-hmm.
The ceremony included written descriptions of the 13 of our states that made up the original colonies.
Right.
And then they carried the corresponding stripes of the American flag to the Honor Guard member who placed the stripe into the burning fire.
Okay. So the flag was in pieces at that time, right?
Yes.
You do? Okay. It has to be in pieces. I understand mm-hmm. that. You were at the camp, you said, with three members of the 4-H. Now, I want to make sure I understand this. It wasn't just you, the three members at the camp. You were a lot of 4-H'ers there, right?
Yes. We were with 150 other campers from across the state. There were kids from Wilkes County, Yadkin County, Allegheny, Cabarrus, Henderson. So they got to actually stay in the cabins with the camp counselor all week long and get to meet other 4-H'ers in some of the other counties.
Now, is this a thing that the some 4-H'ers get to do every year this week?
Yes, we go different weeks. Sometimes it's not always July 4th week, but there are three currently camps right now in North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and every year we try to send kids to camp because it's an awesome experience that they wouldn't have normally.
Oh, sure. Our guest is Whitney Sprinkle. Whitney's with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Extension Agent, 4-H Youth Development, talking about a great experience that just happened the week of the 4th at the Betsy Jeff Penn 4-H Center in Reidsville. And we've talked a little bit about how they retired the flag and all the cool. That had to be a great experience for those kids to learn and understand the history of the original 13 and how you take care of a flag as you dispense with it. Those are things that those kids are going to remember forever.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, to do all those other physical things, the canoeing and that kind of cool stuff. Do you find that that gets kids more excited when it's over? I mean, you're on your way home. Are they talking about all the cool stuff that went on?
Oh, yeah. They're talking about their friends they made, the awards that they had been given. We had our kids, one of them got the Katniss Award off of the Hunger Games because she was good at everything she did.
Oh, man.
The other one got a Smile a Mile Award because the whole time, the whole week, she was smiling. traveling. Oh, wow. They really did have such a great time, and I hope that they're going to do the recruiting for me to have more kids attend with us next year.
Well, nothing like a satisfied customer, so to speak.
Yes, exactly.
So how do you, is there a certain way that you guys determine who goes to the camp with you, or how does that work?
Anyone ages 5 to 18 that is interested in going is able to come. Mm-hmm. If they just want to contact our office, the extension office in Dobson, 401-8025, we are more than happy to get them signed up and get them involved in 4-H, participating all year long, and then being able to go to 4-H camp in the summertime.
Now, the camp, I'm assuming, is open for all the normal ages, like from 5 to, 18, 19?
Yes, the camp is actually open to ages 8 and up. We aren't able to take 5-year-olds to the camp, but once they turn 8, we do encourage them to go to 4-H camp.
A lot of things, obviously, they learn the history at the camp about the colonies and with the flag ceremony, and they did all those physical things. But if you could touch on, Whitney, a little bit about folks who may be interested now but not sure of all the other things that go on, what are some of the other things that they could expect to do during the year as a 4-H'er?
We currently have 4 clubs that are meeting right now within the community, 4-H clubs that focus on different things. We have a horse club, we have a livestock club starting, a beekeeping club, and currently 2 general interest clubs that, like, for instance, tonight our Beulah 4-H club is having a pool party, and they're cooking out and getting together and celebrating their summer as a 4-H club by a pool party. And we also have all kinds of fun educational activities during the summer. Currently this week we have 2 camps going on. We have an Ag Academy, mm-hmm, that's going on until Thursday, where they're actually visiting Syngenta and going around to some local agriculture farms. And then we also tomorrow have 4-H Investigate starting, which is a crime scene investigation camp where they get to learn all about blood spatter and DNA and blood typing impressions, with a field trip day that includes a jail tour in Surrey County, mm-hmm, and meeting with a judge, as well as getting to visit the lab at the Surrey Community Center in Elkin to learn more about the criminal justice program that Surrey Community offers.
You know, something like that could spawn a career down the line. Somebody
and that's our hope. Yeah. Our hope is for them to get as much experiences that they can, and to learn what we have here in Surrey County to offer our youth.
The thing that one of the things that I love so much about 4-H is, I know in years past it is sort of, people have thought it's focused totally on agriculture and everything that relates to that, but while you continue to do that sort of thing, you've also expanded, and I mean, it continues to modernize and keep up with society. And in some ways, you know, they're sort of ahead, really.
Hopefully, we are trying. I actually in May attended a week long camp to learn more about STEM training: science, technology, engineering, and math. Mm-hmm. And got to learn all about power of wind, engineering. I got maybe like 6 or 7 different curriculum kits that we're going to be able to utilize this summer and this upcoming school years within our classrooms.
It sounds as though you might be a busy person.
I'm a little bit, but I enjoy it.
Well, obviously you enjoy it. There's no question about that. Folks, I tell you, if you want to help your kids become really well-rounded kids, 4-H is a great idea, and it's fairly simple process, as I understand it. First thing to do would be to call your office, find out about it, wouldn't it, Whitney?
Yep, absolutely.
And the number there is?
401-8025.
401-8025. Whitney Sprinkle, thank you so much for sharing some of your busy day with us. We really appreciate it. I know you're looking forward to the other things that are coming up with 4-H, and I look forward to talking to you again down the line very soon.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Whitney Sprinkle with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. Folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today, right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.